Maybe you're waiting on one specific result and you just feel like it's just never coming. And there's always a reason. It makes sense later, but you can't figure it out in advance. And if you could, like, we get really frustrated going, why are things this way and why can't I just have my thing and blah, blah, blah. When we eventually get there, we look back and we go, oh, that's why I couldn't be there at that point, because this hadn't aligned yet and this thing wasn't ready yet and that wouldn't have made sense yet. So if we can start to really remember in advance, even if we're not where we want to be right now, we will be. And there is a very good reason why we are where we are right now. Everything is working out for us. Welcome to Trujectory, the podcast committed to helping you step into your true path, your purpose work. There is nothing better than being able to do what you love every single day and to get paid for it. I lived many years of my life working jobs that didn't align with me, and I know how rough that feels. I want to see as many people as possible stepping into the work that truly lights their soul on fire. This is your space to come and be reminded that you can create the life that you're dreaming of and to learn exactly how to do it. This is your space to be inspired by those who have been bold enough to follow their passions and have created their dream life because of it. If you're ready to stop playing small, stop holding yourself back, and start aligning with your trajectory, let's do it. It is a beautiful rainy day today and a great day to do some podcasting. So I want to talk today about trust, about having trust in timing, in, if you want to call it, divine timing, in the timing of the universe to show up for you when it's meant to, right when it's meant to. Usually like at that 11th hour when you think everything's just turning to shit, and then you're like, whoa, everything just perfectly lined up. So I don't know if you have many of these experiences that you can think of, but it is always happening. It really is. One thing that I wanted to share with you guys today is a story of mine about divine timing. And just to remind you that sometimes it feels like you're doing a lot of work, you're following your passions, you're putting in the reps, you're building your confidence, you're doing all of these things to better yourself and to create the life that you really want. And it feels like something's just not clicking, like it's just not happening. Or maybe you're waiting on one specific result or some news or something and you just feel like it's just never coming. And there's always a reason. And this story that I want to share with you is a reminder of that there's always a reason why things are the way they are. And then it makes sense later, but you can't figure it out in advance. And if you could, like, we get really frustrated going, why are things this way? And why can't I just have my thing and blah, 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 and be where I want to be right now? When we eventually get there, we look back and we go, oh, that's why I couldn't be there at that point, because this hadn't aligned yet and this thing wasn't ready yet and that wouldn't have made sense yet. But we're constantly beating ourselves up anyway. You know what I mean? So if we can start to really remember in advance, even if we're not where we want to be right now, we will be. And there is a very good reason why we are where we are right now. Everything is working out for us. We are constantly learning. We are constantly growing from all of those lessons. And to be able to have that knowledge, to have that trust and faith that everything is perfectly aligned. And if you just keep putting in the reps, keep putting in the time, keep working on yourself and doing the best that you can, everything will actually work out perfectly for you. That's when you can live in a state of ease, where you're not feeling like you're fighting against yourself every day, or you're trying to push up against some unreasonable deadlines, or, you know, being defeated, thinking that everything's working against you. So anyway, I'm going to keep this episode short. The story that I want to share with you is about me finding this apartment that I'm living in right now. So I moved into state about a year ago, and moving into state, as you can imagine, is quite tricky. It's stressful. And I also wasn't able to drive. I'm still not able to drive at this point for health reasons. So not being able to drive meant that I'm not able to go to all of these inspections, and I'm not able to really, like, when I move house, I usually go to a few inspections, right? And having that sort of, you know, I'm working full time and I'm not able to drive and it's 3-4 hours away, I can't really just pick up and go to any inspection at any time. And usually they're, you know, one on day one, two on day two, one on day three. They're not usually like bunched in a, you know, very nice little neat bundle that would help someone who's moving interstate. So I started really relying on my manifestation abilities. I'd started learning about the law of attraction, manifesting, and all of these things. And so I was like, done. This is my opportunity to experiment with this. And I also just want to add that prior to this move, I had just moved 5 times in a year and a half. I was exhausted from moving. I was really done with it. That was a big part of why I was moving back to my hometown, which is where I am now, because I wanted some peace and quiet. There was just so much going on. It was constant. I was exhausted. I was burnt out. I was tired. And so then thinking about moving into state, I was like, oh my God, I know it'll be good when I get there, but like this move is going to be really stressful. And so I tried to flip that narrative and go, no, this is going to be fine. I'm going to manifest like a beast. So I decided that I wanted an apartment that was on the top floor. I wanted sun coming in every window because the previous apartments and houses that I'd been in were quite dim. There was a lot of, trees and foliage around the windows, so there was barely any sun getting through. And I love sun streaming through the windows. It's one of my favorite things. And so I wanted sunshine. I wanted views of mountains and I wanted the view of a lake. I wanted water views and I wanted mountain views. And to be honest, that's kind of asking a bit much in this place that I'm at now, because there's only really one lake that has this opportunity to have both. And there's only like very select amounts of spaces. But I was reading about manifestation. I was going, you know what? Prove it, universe. Prove it, prove it, prove it. Show me that I can have exactly what I want. And I'm being picky right now. So I also asked. So that was the parameters of the actual apartment. I asked now for, I want to do one trip down, only one, and then I want the move-in process, the signing of the lease, the interaction with the landlord, the agent, to be so smooth and just happen like that, like snap of a finger, I want it to happen like that. So keep that all in mind, right? So I ended up coming down for my one trip. You know, I'd said to myself, this is it, this is it, this is the only trip. My friend drove me down and I found this apartment and I was like, oh, this is pretty nice. It doesn't have, you know, it doesn't have my mountain views and water views, but I was getting pretty picky. So it had, you know, some nice gardens around it. And it was quite close to a shopping center. And because I'm not able to drive, that was important to me. I needed to be able to walk. That was actually another parameter for my apartment. I need to be able to walk to all of my amenities. And so I had set myself on, okay, that's it. I saw a couple of other apartments in that day. That first one was the best one. And I believed that that was it. I had, you know, the feeling in my gut. I was like, this is the one. Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying this episode and I hope you're getting a lot of value out of it. I would love to ask you to take just a couple of seconds out of your day to please rate and subscribe this channel. Whether you're on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, whatever streaming platform you're on, if you could take a couple of seconds to just rate and subscribe, I would be so, so, so grateful. That's going to really help us get our reach out a little bit further. It's going to help the amazing messages from my guests be heard by a larger audience. And we're going to be sharing a lot more perspective and advice and inspiration for those people who really need to remember that they can and will own and co-create the life that they want. And I want everyone who feels stuck in their job to be able to have a safe space to go to be reminded that you can 100%, you can get the life that you want. You can create it. You just need a little bit of motivation, a little bit of inspiration. And that's what I hope to provide here on Trujectory, the podcast. So please rate and subscribe. Thank you so much in advance. I really appreciate you tuning in and I hope you have a beautiful day or night, depending on where you are. Mwah. So I applied for it and I didn't hear back and they didn't say no though. They kept sort of lingering. They kept stringing me along saying, we're quite keen on you, but because you have a cat, they're just thinking about it. They're not sure. And I was like, okay, great, great, great. So here's when all of my doubts and fears started to kick in. I started to go, oh, it's not going to happen. My manifestation was just, this is all bullshit. I'm back to, you know, not believing in any of this sort of stuff and whatever. I even like, I think I even had some drinks. Like I don't drink, didn't drink alcohol at this point. I was so depressed and stressed. And I was like, how am I going to get back to Canberra? Like my friend can't keep driving me down. I can't just catch a bus. It's going to take like 4 hours. And then I've got to go by their schedule. I've still got to work. Like this is just too stressful. Like can I even move interstate? And they just kept stringing me along. And I would call them every couple of days sort of going, guys, have you got an answer yet? And they would say, you're the top runner. You're the top runner. And I was like, well, just let me have it, like far out, stop stringing me along. And then I looked on the website over the weekend. So I think I went down on a Monday or something and they strung me along that whole week. And they told me that they'd give me a call on the next Monday. Like on the Friday, they said, I'll call you on Monday. And I looked at the website on the Saturday, they were holding inspections again. So they were clearly looking for someone else who didn't have a cat. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get this apartment. So I started panicking a little bit. Went into really low mode, and then on that Monday, I ended up going, you know what, they're not going to call, they're just not going to, and I need to make some moves. So I started looking at other apartments again. I mean, I was looking in the background this whole time as well. Nothing was looking like it suited me. And then I found this one apartment that sort of, it ticked a couple of the boxes, but it really looked from the photos like it was looking directly into another apartment block, and I don't like that. I like my privacy. I don't want to feel like I have to keep my windows closed because there's another whole family or a person like living right across from me, looking right in, you know? And so I really wasn't too keen on this one, but I called it and I was like, hey, you know, have you got any inspections coming up, or can I book a private inspection, and or can I do one on the phone, like I'm actually in Sydney, and you know, blah blah blah. And this woman was so beautiful, and she was just like, of course, this is actually perfect timing, this is a brand new apartment, the owners have a couple who are interested, but they're a bit younger than they would actually like. The owners are worried that they might be into partying and stuff like that. So the fact that you're a little bit older and you're working from home, and you know, the cat isn't a problem at all, they're fine with cats. And if you want, we can do a phone inspection. You don't even need to come down. And if it all works out, then I can actually just send you the lease online. You can sign it and we can get it going today. And I was like, whoa, I'm getting like chills thinking about it now. Oh, I'm getting emotional. It was so beautiful. After so many moves and so much stress, I should do a whole episode on how horrible those other moves were and how many things that my partner and I at the time had to go through in these other moves. It was so just unheard of for me to have an agent who was so receptive and helpful and willing and open to any option that I needed to be able to get me into this apartment. I hadn't even met her yet, haven't even seen this apartment yet. So now, of course, I'm thinking, well, I really hope this apartment's good because it sounds like I could get it without even coming back to Canberra. So that would, you know, that would be great. And so I got my parents in Canberra to come and inspect it for me. And long story short, it's incredible. This apartment is exactly what I asked for. It has the mountain views. Oh, far out. I'm still so, so grateful for it every single day. It has beautiful views of mountains. I watch the sunrise every morning coming out from behind the mountains. There's a lake right next to me. There are every single shop you could imagine, a huge shopping mall, a gym, Bunnings, Officeworks, Pet Barn, everything you could need within walking distance, perfect for me. There's a building that's a couple of stories over. It has an infinity pool and it has a sauna and a spa and a view of the entire mountain range of Canberra. Like, it's so gorgeous. And yeah, as soon as my parents came to inspect it, they were just like, oh, Sarah, you're going to want this place. And I was like, done. Like, I don't even need to see it. Just, I trust you. Sign. I ended up signing that day. So when I looked back at what I had manifested, I asked for one trip to Canberra, for the process with the agent to be streamlined, for mountain views, for water views, and to be able to walk everywhere, and to be able to have a cat as well without any dramas. And I got all of that. And the perfect little cherry on top was that the moment I signed that lease, I got a call from the first apartment and they said, the owner has decided they really want you. And I just laughed. I was like, sorry, buddy, too late. I would have 100% signed that whole previous week. But if I had signed that, I never would have found this place. And when I look at the two places in comparison, I'm like, oh my God, this place is incredible that I'm in right now. And I had just believed, I had thought that, you know, because I said one trip and this and that, and because that was the only apartment that I had inspected, I believed that that was going to have to be my apartment. I'd sort of just forced myself to believe that that was as good as it's going to get. And that's another thing that I think we all do. We sort of settle in so many ways so often. But if you can hold that faith, and, you know, based on my story, I didn't really hold my faith in this scenario. I got really stressed and I thought it was all over. But by opening up again and looking for something new, it happened in the flash of an eye. Honestly, within like 2 hours of me calling this woman, it was all done. It was so quick and I had no stress. I had my parents who were great at, like, they're property investors. They know their stuff. They know what I like. Their tick of approval was huge for me and I was so, so excited to move in. And when I finally came to this place, I just, yeah, was very emotional because it's incredible. And I work here. I do all of my creating here. I sleep here. This is where I spend most of my time. So I wanted it to be an incredible space. And so anyway, that story was just as a little bit of a reminder that sometimes things look like they're not working out. Sometimes they feel like everything is just completely wrong and you've missed your opportunity. But sometimes that's happening because there's a better opportunity that's just around the corner that's waiting for you. So don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the things that you want. Keep pushing. Keep that faith and really believe and know that everything is happening in divine, perfect timing. Always. It really is. We just can't see that until later when we look back. So being able to have that vision, have that understanding in advance will save you a lot of stress and a lot of doubt and worry and fear and depression and all the things, all the fun things that I went through in this experience. So anyway, good luck with you. Good luck with you. Good luck with that. Good luck to you and good luck with that. So that was a combo. But yeah, have that faith and hit me up on Instagram. Let me know if you've got any examples like this, because I know this happens to us so often. We expect something, we think it's all turning to crap, and then a few minutes, few days, a few months later, we go, oh my gosh, thank God it happened that way. If it happened any other way, I wouldn't be where I am now, and I'm so happy with where I am now. So yeah, good old trust. But anyway, have a beautiful day or night, depending on where you are. And remember, stay true. Mwah. Love ya.